Hi, my name is Marissa Williams. I'm a student at Sandpoint High School.
And my name is Bobby Dushkin, and I'm a student at Sandpoint High School.
We're going to tell two different stories that can happen to anyone. The first one is about a boy who gets peer pressured into doing drugs with a group of boys that aren't the best of friends.
My name is Phil, and I do well in school. I have a good support system and love life.
One day, Phil was walking to the local store to buy something to drink. A group of boys from his school stopped him.
Phil stopped to talk. These boys are popular. Maybe it would make him popular, too.
Hey, Phil, come hang out with us.
Hi, guys.
Wanna smoke with us cool kids?
I don't know. I don't really smoke.
Just try it. There's no harm in trying.
Phil tried the cigarette and immediately felt cool, but after he left the boys, he started to realize what he did and was disappointed in himself. Now here's another example of peer pressure. In this story, a girl named Aubrey convinces her friend Abby to start rumors about another girl named Anna.
Ugh, I can't stand that new chick.
Yeah, she's kind of weird.
Huh, I know. Let's start a rumor about her.
Don't you think that's a bit over the top?
Whatever, don't be so chicken. You really care about some random girl you just called weird?
I don't know.
You better. I'll tell everyone some of your secrets.
Okay.
Abby started rumors about Anna, and Anna found out about it. Anna became depressed and started missing school. She was scared of all the rumors. Abby was peer pressured into starting rumors about another girl who had never done anything to her to deserve it.
The lesson is, don't let people peer pressure you into doing something you don't want to do.
Be proud of who you are and stay strong against peer pressure.